talk to Ben Gullingsrud. Congratulations. And how does that work as far as the pitch count? At what point do you, are you aware of it? Or
I knew I must have been getting close. I knew the first couple innings I was struggling to throw strikes a little more. I was getting up there quick. By the end, I knew I had to be close, but I knew since my dad wasn't, like, walking around pacing in the dugout that I had a few more pitches left in me, at least.
And, of course, you pitched yesterday. You picked up the save, so, I mean, you threw a few there, too.
Yeah, I threw 11 yesterday, pitched one inning, and threw strikes when at that inning, hit somebody, but other than that, filled it up and got the outs that we needed at that time.
Well, what went through your mind when that last out was finally recorded?
Well, after it was done, I was, like, pumped, jumping around, but like I told Riley after the game, he was kind of struggling a little bit. It got hit to him, and I was like, no, no, no. And then he threw, made a good throw and made a good play, same as yesterday. So I guess just keep hitting it to Riley Brodin.
You had some long at-bats there late in the game. I mean, for their guys, I think there was one that was nine pitches.
Yeah, there was one guy that just kept fouling off, fouling
five,
off.
Five
fouling
in a row, yep.
And it was very, very tough out, and had to keep throwing strikes. Like my dad says, a lot of times pitchers, they'll just eventually become erratic and just walk the guy. But I'm glad that I kept filling it up and Riley made a good play, get the guy out at first. So,
all right, Ben, congratulations. Great job, and we'll see you at Target Field Monday.
Thank you. Sounds good. Really appreciate it.
Yep, thank you much. Thank you.